Haynes's Mud Bay Timber Company wins a development award. Proposed state education funding cuts would impact Upper Lynn Canal school districts. And the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation plans to start tracking air quality and cruise ship emissions. This is the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The Mud Bay Lumber Company in Haynes won a $25,000 award in the 2018 Path to Prosperity Business Development Competition. Mud Bay Lumber Company is a small-scale, family-operated sawmill run by Sylvia Hines and Chad Bieberich. They've worked for this opportunity before and made it to the finalist category in 2016. This year, they took home the award. Sylvia Hines says it's been validating.
It's really exciting that experts throughout the state think that Haynes has a local timber industry with the potential for social value, economic value, environmental value, not only for Haynes and for our local economy, but for the economy of Alaska as a whole.
Hines says it was a community victory.
So many people in Haynes made this happen. I just wanted to share with everybody, like, look what we did, because it wasn't look what, you know, I did or my business did. It's really look what Haynes did.
Hines says the Mud Bay Lumber Company is committed to responsible use of resources. They operate with a zero-waste goal and within the limits of the State Forest Management Plan. She says their location in Haines contributes to their success. Haines's road access is rare among Southeast communities. Direct access to the state highway system allows the company to supply locally and avoid using more fuel for long-distance shipping. That also lets them avoid plastic packaging for their products. Hines says they'll use the money for continued development of their business model.
We don't get to buy any equipment. We get to buy knowledge. So it's for consulting and technical assistance. So the first thing we want to do is go and visit some of the mills throughout the state.
Hines says the company wants to explore solutions like biomass facilities and dry kilns that other companies are using in the region. She says one of the things she learned through the application process is that the timber industry gives back to the community that supports it.
The timber industry in Southeast Alaska, a local timber industry, added value industry, has a 1.5 multiplier effect, approximately, which means that for every $100,000 that we would bring in sales, that is turning into approximately $150,000 in Haynes. And as a base industry, the local timber industry has one of the highest multiplier effects.
Hines says that's a business worth growing. The Path to Prosperity competition is a partnership between the Spruce Root Community Development Organization and the Nature Conservancy. The award is co-sponsored by the Southeast Conference and the Sustainable Southeast Partnership. Last week, Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed a $20 million cut in state education funding. If approved by legislatures, the cut would reduce school budgets for the Upper Lynn Canal. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the announcement came with no prior notice from the state.
Back in May of 2018, state legislators approved a one-time $20 million increase in school funding. This provided the Haynes School with an extra boost of about $40,000, roughly 2% of the school's overall budget. The Skagway School was allocated just over $20,000, which is almost 1% of the school's total budget. But last week, Governor Dunleavy introduced a budget proposal to direct more funding for earthquake relief while repealing the increase in school funding. Haynes School Superintendent Roy Getchell says that the school board already drafted its budget for fiscal year 2019 with an increased allocation of state funds.
The thing that is a question mark to me here is that it's been promised. I mean, the debate's already occurred. The decision's been made. It's been in our budget. It's been in every district in our state's budget since that time. And we've spent the money because that's what we were told is what it's going to be. So the money was appropriated. It was allocated as few as 2 weeks before we had our budget revision meeting in January. It was on the way.
Getchell says that money received from the state goes into the school's general fund, so it's difficult to say dollar for dollar what the extra funds would have been spent on.
But what we know is that staff is an expense that every school district spends most of its money on. So the money's been spent. We've been planning on that. And so 80 to 90% of that would have already gone into staff.
Getchell wrote a letter to Governor Dunleavy last month asking him to uphold the legislature's decision to increase school funding for 2019.
You know, we've certainly communicated with our legislators and appreciate their support and understanding with that. We're concerned about it, monitoring it daily. We will adjust accordingly.
Skagway School Superintendent Josh Coffrin declined to comment on Governor Dunleavy's budget proposal because it has not passed yet. The proposal will need approval from the legislature to take effect. The governor will release a final revised state budget on February 13th. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The last comprehensive study of air quality during the summer in downtown Juneau was done about 17 years ago. Now, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is planning to start tracking air quality again to learn more about the impact of cruise ship emissions. They shared details about the program at a public meeting last Tuesday.
Juneau resident Sarah Davidson says she's been concerned about pollution coming from cruise ships.
I was affected by the air quality this past summer. My eyes burned on some days. I got headaches on other days, especially when there wasn't any wind.
She and about 40 other Juneau residents attended Tuesday night's meeting, hoping to learn more about what the state is doing to monitor cruise ship emissions. Ed White manages the DEC's cruise ship monitoring program. He says the 2018 season saw a big uptick in the number of public complaints about cruise ship emissions. The department sent out 9 violation notices to ships in 5 different coastal communities last year. But White also admits that the system for monitoring those emissions is limited. It's done by an in-person team not using any fancy equipment, just their eyes to see how thick the plumes of smoke coming out of the ship's stacks are. That means his department's job is just to see if the smoke coming out of the ships is too thick, not to determine what's in it or what the effect is on residents. That's why they're working with the Division of Air Quality this summer to take a closer look at air quality downtown. The division is planning to place 20 sensors around town to measure particulate pollution. They'll also have 10 mobile sensors at additional sites on days with more ships. The air sensors will be placed by the start of this summer's cruise season and operate until October. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
That's your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast via Stitcher or NPR One.